Let us understand now some of the trends that are coming into the banking industry and its challenges that is posed to the bank while undertaking the digitalization. This, you know, the industry is rapidly, moving, evolving. And financial institutions must stay ahead of this speed of evolution because they want to be a competitive in the market. If they are not competitive, then there will be no business. So, some of the key digital trends in the banking industry are, as I explained earlier also, artificial intelligence, blockchain technology, mobile banking, cyber security, big data analytics, and the augmented reality. Now, implementing this digital technology in the banking industry has got several benefits and there will be several challenges also. And these challenges are faced by the banking industry while adopting the digital solution. One of the critical challenges is a regulatory compliance. I narrated this example of submission of the data or return to the Reserve Bank of India or regulator. The financial institution has to comply with various regulations and standards when implementing the digital technology to ensure that their security and privacy of the customer and his data is maintained. And this is a very, very complex and time-consuming process that requires the significant resources. Another challenge is a legacy system, existing systems that banks were having, legacy systems. People initially are not very happy to implement the technology, but once they understood their benefits, they are after the technology. Many traditional banks were using the outdated IT platforms, which are incompatible to the modern day digital solutions. So, either removing or upgrading these systems are very much essential. But remember, there is a cost. And the costly and time-consuming hindering the adoption of the digital technology. Banks should have planned much in advance to implement that. It may take months and it may take a year also. So till then, maintaining the existing system, and once it is the implementation is completed, switching over to the new is a challenge. Of course, test run is taken into consideration for few days. And once they are sure that it is working fine, then perhaps the system will be put to use by the clients. Now, cybersecurity is also a significant concern when you are implementing the technology in the banking. Financial institutions must ensure that their systems are secured and protected from the cyber threats such as hacking and data breach. There is also need for the skilled employees or skilled professionals who are backbone of the technology, and they can manage and maintain the solution which is provided to the bank. Technology solution. This required investment in training of the employees and development programs to ensure that all the employees have necessary skill to work with new technology. And lastly, there is a risk of losing the personal touch in the banking, as more transactions move online. There is a very limited number of walk-in customers. Now you can see, you can enter in any of the branch, there will be very less customers you can see in the banking premises. Why? Because most of the customers and their transactions have moved to online. So financial institution must find a way to balance the convenience of the digital banking with personalized customer service to maintain the customer loyalty. So these are some of the important beauties of the digitalization. One by one we will understand a little bit type of, let us go inside, type of technologies. One is artificial intelligence, that is AI power in banking. How artificial intelligence is helping in banking. As I said, this AI is transforming the banking industry by automating all their processes and providing insight to the customer behavior. The chatbot and the virtual assistants are revolutionizing the customer's service. While machine learning algorithms are improving risk management part and the fraud detection part. So it is divided into two. One is a machine learning algorithm, and second one is the fraud detection or risk management. This comes with artificial intelligence. Artificial intelligence is also enabling the banks to personalize their offering and provide the customized financial advice to the customers. By using artificial intelligence in the banking, there is a concern which is called as ethical concern that need to be addressed. What is this ethical concern? One of the main ethical implications of using the artificial intelligence in banking is the potential for bias. How you can say potential for the bias? Bias attitude. Suppose I am going to the bank, and along with me there is some other customer also. We both went to the bank. We submit our proposal for sanction of the loan. Everything, we are same employee from the same company. We have same income. Okay? We have same liabilities also. We have same assets also. But since other person is known to the bank manager, he will have an upper hand in sanctioning the loan. And I am next, because I do not know anybody. But I came personally, both of us went personally in the bank. Preference will be given to the person who knows the manager well. And I will put into the second category. So, the attitude of the banking persons shown towards me and to the other gentleman is called a bias attitude. So, this will not happen if you have the artificial intelligence. When I said everything is same, assets, liability, whatever is required by the banking is the same, at a time there will be no potential bias. If both are eligible, both will be sanctioned, the loan. This is the beauty of artificial intelligence. Okay? And that is ethical implementation using the artificial intelligence in banking. So potential bias attitude will be avoided. Now, artificial intelligence algorithm, as I explained by way of example, are only as unbiased as the data they are trained on, and if the data used to train these algorithm is biased, then the result will also be biased. If the data feed to the system is not the same, then there will be bias attitude. But that is done by whom? That is done by the person. But if the system automatically picks up the data, then in that case, there is no question of biased attitude, unbiased things. This can lead to the discrimination against a certain group of customers, such as those with a lower credit score or from the marginalization of the communities. Another ethical problem is the potential for the job loss due to the automation. It doesn't have any meaning. As artificial intelligence powered system becomes more prevalent in the banking, there is a risk that is specific job may become redundant, leading to unemployment and economic inequality. Privacy is also a primary ethical concern. Financial institution must ensure that the customer data is protected and used ethically. This includes obtaining the information, consent from the customers before collecting their data, and ensuring that it is not shared with the third parties without their consent. Many times it happens. Suppose if any report is required to be generated, then unless and until you feed to the system, system will not generate the data. So sharing the data is also very important. So consent from the customers for collecting the data is very much essential. However, certain law enforcing agencies, they do not require any consent from the customers. They don't, because they are law enforcing agencies. For example, Enforcement Directorate, Central Bureau of Investigation, that is CBI, DRI, that is Directorate of Revenue Intelligence, income tax authorities, these then courts, Court of the Supreme Court, High Court, orders issued by these courts, these are the law enforcing agencies in the financial sectors. If any information is called by them, it is mandatory, even without consulting to the customers, data is required to be provided. This is very important. If you can look at the electron bonds, the data which was called by the Supreme Court of India Chief Justice, in a piecemeal basis, the data was provided by one of the bank where they were involved in issuance of the electronic bonds and encashment of the electoral bonds so as to put the information on the public domain by court order. So even though the customers are not informed that we are providing this data to the Supreme Court, there is no need to go to these people to ask for their consent to submit the data to the Supreme Court. The manner in which Supreme Court advises to the banks, bank will have to provide the data to them because it is a Supreme Court, law enforcing, highest law enforcing authority. You cannot hide any data. Okay? So, privacy, no doubt it is getting protected, but data, when it is required by the any law enforcing agencies, that needs to be given. This includes obtaining the information or consent from the customers before collecting their data and ensuring that it is not shared with the third parties without their consent. But any other third parties, if they are asking for the data, the same will not be given by the banks under their contractual obligation with the customers. Transparency is another important ethical consideration when using the artificial intelligence. Customers have right to know how their data is being used and how decisions are made based on their data. This is in respect of third parties other than law enforcing agencies. Financial institutions must be transparent about their use of algorithms and provide the clear explanation for any decision made based on these algorithms. Lastly, there is a risk of over-reliance. Risk of over-reliance on artificial intelligence in decision-making process. Whatever data you are giving to the system, artificial intelligence, system can give the result. But the result which is given may not be agreeable as a person due to your valuable insight. It should not be replacing your judgment. Only on based on your judgment can they give? No. Ultimately, the human or a person should come forward and also take the decision whether the system has given is correct or not, whether we should share it to the client or not, that is important. So, when artificial intelligence can provide the valuable insight and automate the specific task, it should not replace the human judgment entirely. Financial institutions need to ensure that there are checks and balances in place, prevent error and prevent errors and biases in decision making process. While the use of artificial intelligence has numerous benefits, financial institutions must also consider the ethical implications of its use. By addressing these ethical concerns, the financial institution can ensure that their use of artificial intelligence is practical and ethical one. Now, coming down to understand the balancing of digital convenience and the personalized services. As banks continue to close their physical branches, okay, there are no walk-in customers. So some branches bank has to close. But it becomes crucial to balance the convenience of the digital banking and the personalized services that customers give. While online banking has become increasingly popular, some still prefer to go to the bank and experience in visiting the bank, their local branch, and interacting with the staff. That is traditional banking. This is especially important when it comes to the welcoming new customers. Now, to address this, there is an emerging technology such as augmented reality. There is augmented reality. That means personally, customer has to go to the branch or bank has to go up, appear before the customer. Either way, that is augmented reality, AR. And due to the emerging technology, there will be a virtual reality. Virtual means, call the customer video calling, or it may be any other, you can utilize Google or any other Teams or whatever it may be, the platform which you are using for your day-to-day, communication with the other people in a group meeting or something like that. That is called virtual reality. Virtually, you will feel that you are in front of each other, but not. So that will offer a solution to bridging the gap between the digital convenience and the personalized services. If you call, video call on your WhatsApp, that is a virtual reality. That will act as an augmented reality also. When you are in front of bankers, banker is in front of you, you are talking to him. This is just dialogue between you and the banker. When in person, when you are going, same thing happen. And when it on the mobile WhatsApp video call, the same thing may happen. That is the difference. And that gap need to be bridged by the bank while giving the personalized services. By incorporating artificial intelligence or augmented reality into your mobile app, you can enhance the interface with the provider customers with more information and immerse way. And with a virtual reality, you can create an interactive experience that educates the customer about the financial product and services. By utilizing these emerging technologies, you can strike a balance between the digital convenience and the personalized services, ultimately improving the customer satisfaction and loyalty. By staying ahead of the curve, the digital transformation, you can position your financial institution or bank for success in ever-evolving banking industry. As the banking industry shifts towards the digital transformation, it is very important to remember that the value of personalized services of the customers. AR and VR, augmented reality and virtual reality, offers a unique solution to bridge the gap between the digital convenience and the personalized services. By incorporating this emerging technology into your mobile app, you can create an experience that provides the customer with more information and educate them about their financial product and services. This can ultimately lead to improved customer satisfaction and loyalty, positioning your financial institution for success in ever-evolving banking industry. Critical cybersecurity threats and mitigating the third-party risk. you know, cyber security. Cyber security that has become very critical nowadays. As the digital technology becomes more pervasive in the banking. And banks need to ensure the security and the privacy of the customer data to prevent the cyber attack. Advances in cyber security technology, such as biometric authentication, encryption, and the fraud detection algorithm, are enhancing the security of the digital banking. The increasing use of digital channels for the banking transactions has exposed the customers to various cybersecurity risks. Phishing scam. What is this phishing scam? The phishing scam is nothing but it is a common tactic which is used by one trick by the customer. One trick, the customers can reveal his login ID and a password. That is a phishing scam. You may receive a call stating that your account is blocked and it needs your user ID and password to unblock it. And I am a bank employee from IT. So you please let me know your user ID and password. This gentleman who is calling on your mobile, you also is talking in such a manner that you will feel that the call is from your bank. And you are tempted to give him your user ID and password. Don't do that. No bank is asking user ID or password of your account. Okay? These scams are involving even sending the fraudulent email. They are sending the SMS. That will appear as if it is sent by your bank only. Don't fall prey to such a kind of scam. That is a phishing scam. Now, malware attacks. What is this malware attacks? Malware attacks involves a different kind of software, that is malicious software, to gain an unauthorized access to the customer data by disrupting the banking operations. Highly sophisticated instrument to crack the system and enter and capture the data. That time system goes hang. So malware can spread through the various channels, including emails, email attachments, infected websites, and the mobile apps also. You will receive a mail which contains one attachment. If you open, the message state email message contains attach find here with the problem relating to your account. On your own, you need to use your user ID and password and operate the account. You feel that the mail is from the bank and you give all your information so as to update the record, for example, KYC in banking. You are giving everything to the attached email data, fill up and give it to them. By using that data, the system is getting attacked. Your account is getting attacked by such a kind of attack, you know, which is called as a malware attack.